Something I'm kind of curious about, since you've talked about this sort of almost like press club of people from different cities covering these fashion shows, something in looking through the Fashion Dallas coverage that I found kind of interesting is that you're not showing every piece from every collection, you're not showing every designer. So I'm wondering how you decided what was important for a Dallas audience to see.
That was a big consideration. I mean, certainly part of your choice was what was important, what was making news. Jean-Paul Gaultier is a good example. That was sold maybe sometimes at one store in Dallas, which was Carla Montenegro. But it was important. And so you were going to show Jean-Paul Gaultier whether that was widely available in Dallas or not. But then there were other lines that were much more commercial and widely available here. So you would try and sort of balance that out. There also weren't, the quantity of shows then was not nearly what it is now. I mean, now New York is like, I don't know. I mean, 130 shows in 4 days, kind of craziness. And then it was much more, anybody showing was fairly prominent. I mean, and I feel like in Milan, there was 4, maybe 5 shows a day. And it would, you know, sort of be an Armani and Versace and Jill Sander then it would be like sort of a Crezia and Biblos and some of the kind of the, you know, second tier things. And so it was fairly easy to determine what merited coverage, but there wasn't a lot of dross. It was a lot more silks and dross kind of.